The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the RSB show, we got Super Don. He's on location with the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic. We were talking about medical cannabis and its use and practice in Oregon. We've got more of that. The manager of the group there, Anna Johnson, is scheduled this hour. But right from the get-go, Super Don, our buddy Liam Sheff's got some splaining to do. He does not believe in anything he was taught in school. Nothing.
Wow, Liam. What a rebel. What a rebel.
Liam, are you okay?
Rebel with the cause, right?
Everything okay, Liam?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just keep reading.
But if you believe in nothing, will you fall for everything?
What? I don't believe in nothing. I don't believe in the crap I was taught in school.
Just checking.
Yeah. Nice one to throw at him right there out of the gate.
That's just common rhetoric, though. If you don't believe in anything, you fall for anything. But everybody believes in something,
yes.
whether they understand it or not. So I'm looking at the belief systems that we grew up with, and the belief systems. My book, Fish Stories, is about the stuff that I was lied to about in classroom. But before we got to classroom, and this is the second book that will be out in the winter and for Christmas, you know, for when we. What is it when the guy is born to the virgin? That's when. Well, that's what I'm investigating now. The stuff that we were taught before we got to school that we never really got to ask questions about. So if I had been born in India, there would have been another guy who was born to a virgin, and he would have performed miracles, and he would have died, and he would have been killed on a tree, crucified, and he would have ascended back, and he was a god man. Do you know what his name was? Do you know what his name was?
Was that Krishna?
It was Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers himself was a
Rogers.
Krishna.
You see, this is the kind of thing. I got in trouble for this when I was a kid. I was getting in trouble as I was a kid. I've told some of these stories. You know, going in to meet with the rabbi, asking questions, then going out to other religions, talking to priests and you know different things. I mean, listen, I was the inquisitive one. And I was annoying to these folks because they always would dismiss me ultimately with a statement, some things you're just not supposed to know. I'm like, really? Is that the answer? It's like the doctors when they said, well, we don't know why you're sick here. Take this pill anyway. Maybe one day you'll grow out of it. I had that experience throughout my young life that led me to question everything, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was full of questions. I just sort of shrugged my shoulders at religion at a pretty young age. I had a spiritual sense of the world. But because I grew up in a religiously divided family, I didn't really cling to one or the other. And like you, you were raised Jewish among Christians, and I was raised Christian, even though I think my background is more Jewish, by a slight majority, or more than slight majority. But really the family, you know, doctrine was sort of makely liberal science. So, that, you know, I studied the religion of science growing up, and that's what I write about in Official Stories. I never really felt the need to beat up on religious people because I didn't think what they thought was true anyway, like literally, you know, and I couldn't do anything about it if they thought it was literally true. It just seemed like, well, that's something you believe. You know, you believe that a guy was born to a virgin because Well, but then I decided, what the heck? I'll get into it. I'll read about it. It's going to be complicated. You're going to have to read all of these very, very, very big books. You might have to jump back and to try to get closer to original languages and try to parse between the... And now we're talking about Christianity and Judaism because they're the same religion after a way of thinking, and they share one of the big books called the Torah or the Jewish Bible, which some Christians don't know. So then you have to get into the... You have to get into the Gospels, which I had known for a little while, were written 40 to 60 years after the guy supposedly lived. Now, anybody who's ever done any research on anything knows that this is a huge problem. In an era where everything had to be written down to be remembered, except through oral tradition, you lose every detail by telling things in oral tradition. You totally circumnavigate stories. You reroute them. You come up with different characters. You change the names of everything. You change the significance of everything. When you it's a long game of telephone. 40 years from the time the guy supposedly died on the cross in Calvary to the time that the first gospel was written. Then there are three more gospels that seem to be mostly cribbing off of each other with some significant differences. Like one gives the guy, three of them give the guy a year. One of them gives the guy 3 years. One of them, the last one, I think John, is just so anti-Jewish, but that's the one that was written as the Catholic, the Christian or whatever religion was codifying itself. So they were ready to be anti-Jewish because they finally had their own code. But you have to look at this stuff politically the way that any of our friends who are Christians would look at, let's say, a vaccine report or a government report about spraying DDT on people. If you don't look at it with that kind of critical thinking, then you're not doing history. You're doing myth. Now, I don't have a problem with myth. It doesn't bother me. I believe in certain myths, or they have value to me. Let's say I don't believe in them literally, but they have significant value to me. But religion is really a myth that thinks it's history, and you can quote me on that.
In fact, we have the image, Liam, that you put in there. Science is religion with a little math on the surface. Religion is myth that thinks it's history. And also published, I've talked with John Rappaport about these things for many years, published another article from him called The Church of Programmed Perception. You know, the fact is that we're all being programmed from external sources to believe certain things. And just like you, myth is great. Myth is wonderful. But is it problematic if people take it too literally? Is that why you're studying this? Are you trying to annoy our Christian friends? What is it that you're doing here?
I'm just a curious person, and I wanted to understand my own background, and I've got both of these in my background. And I actually came to this through understanding the vaccine and the AIDS thing, because vaccination is a religion that recapitulates a coming into the world ceremony, a baptism. So I had to go and study baptism around the world, which I'm doing, studying. I'm not being baptized around the world. So I'm studying that. And then I had to understand the AIDS thing, and the AIDS thing says exactly what Leviticus says, which is men who lie with men and anybody outside of the faith should be killed when they have sex, more or less, are sexual sinners. And the only kind of sex anybody should have is for reproduction. Well, the AIDS thing says anybody who's black or gay dies when they have sex. And we know that because we give them a test. The test is about as accurate as throwing somebody in the river to see if they're a witch. That's about how accurate they are. If you think that that's accurate, you have serious problems, and I can't help you. And don't jump in the river. But that's what the test is. It's a throw yourself in the river, throw somebody in the river to see if they're a witch that you already believe is a witch, and if they drown, they were clearly a witch, and if they float, they're a witch, pretending not to be a witch, so you better drown them. So that's HIV testing. They get the result they want. So I had to understand what was at the root of the Judeo-Christian Western mind when it came to sex. And the answer is Leviticus and the Ten Commandments, which are all birthed out of a herding culture, an agriculture and animal herding culture. Herding, not hurting, although I'm sure they herd animals too. But they stopped being hunters and gatherers. They started collecting a lot of property. Women became property of men in the house, men and the house. Men were the property of the king, really. And people lost much of what we would consider a kind of mobility and freedom. That was accompanied by a change in the gods. And there's an article on my website, which, Robert, maybe you have a link to, called Which God Do You Worship? Mm-hmm. And in that, I make the point, I hope not too subtly, that the era, the environment, the economy, the ecology, all give birth to the different gods that we worship. So Spider-Man, who is a god, a demigod, right? He's a magical being who combines human and animal powers. I don't know what the definition of a god is if not that, you know, in the ancient world. But we got to him through science, right?
Right, it was radioactive spiders, and they rewrote it to be a genetically modified spider for the later films. So, yeah, the myths of science at that point creating these godlike supermen.
Right, and Superman was created in the era of modern astronomy, right? So now the god comes from another planet, not just a god. He is a god, but he's a god from he's an alien. So he can do anything, but like Jesus and Krishna, or Joshua, as he would have been called in the Old Testament, Krishna, and who's the guy on the rock? Prometheus? I mean, there's a story that I always heard that Prometheus was strapped to a rock and killed over and over again. Now, it may be that some Christians interpolated and changed this and put him on a rock, but he was original on a tree or something more like a cross. If you look at the number of godmen who were here to help or redeem people who were killed, then reemerged and showed themselves to be immortal and then returned to be God again, well, it's an interesting long list. It's an interesting list. And now the fighting starts, of course, with Christians who never turn their critical gaze upon their own religion. Because once you do that, Christianity falls apart very quickly as an historical document. You know, they've got the books. They've got all the books they excluded. And you can tell me when you're investigating the vaccine business, when they start excluding data, you're like, we got to look at that data.
Sure, sure. I mean, that is problematic from a historical perspective. Again, the embracing of myth is something that we do. I mean, we realize it's a very powerful thing, and it can be used for powerful good to have myths and culture. And
it's unavoidable. We're a mythic species. We are not logical. You have to have the myth. Now, what I'll say in closing, and maybe we'll do this again, is that why does your myth have to be literally true to have value?
That's the question. And I want stick around. We're going to have 5 more minutes. Does your myth have to be literally true to have value? That's a great question. So don't get mad. Get engaged. Ask questions. Strengthen your perceptions of the world and live it to the fullest you can, especially if you love liberty like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff is here. Super Don is here. We'll be back to the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic as well. Stick around.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237.
They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey, just because it's mythological doesn't mean it's not real. Of course, then we have to get into definitions of reality, I suppose. And William Sheff is digging deep into his next book. I guess it'll be Official Stories Part 2, The Squeakquel. But it was more than squeaking, man. When you do your digging, Liam, people listen. It's like E.F. Hutton.
Yeah, people, you know, Liam, please shut up and keep saying it. Shut up.
Yes. We don't want to hear it. Liam, can you keep talking? By the way, the whole idea of myth, again, we are a mythical species, a myth species. And
yeah.
Super Don was even chiming in on the break. It's great discussion.
But I want to say that I don't want to convince anybody to be an atheist. I'm not one. I'm a spiritualist. I believe the universe is a living, creative organism that we cannot fathom, that makes us. It breathes us. We are little tiny organelles of it. You know, we're apples on the tree of the universe. So don't color me with that brush. But, you know, the problem is why do you have to, everybody gets into a befuddlement because, as Don was saying in the break, if you're there and you believe something, Don, you say it.
Well, look, it's just that, listen, religion is based on something called faith. Faith is that you believe in something that cannot be proven, something that is not tangible. It's just something you have decided you believe in and you have a strong connection to. And I think the trap that people fall into is that they feel so strongly about something that they want to talk to other people about it, or they want other people to believe the same way that they do. And then so what happens is they get caught up in trying to prove their point of view, validate their feelings and their beliefs, but they're doomed to fail from the very beginning because they're trying to prove something that cannot be proven. So
right.
It's like
you're talking about vaccine science now.
Yeah. Well, it can't even be well argued, which is why the field of Christian argument, you know what it's called? It's called apologetics. It's called that because the arguments suck. Like, they're just really, really bad. And they're long. and they're really endless, circuitous arguments, and you're just like, guys, you just think it, so it doesn't make it true if you think it. What we said going into the break was, does myth have to be, I mean, I say myth, religion is myth that thinks it's history. So does myth have to be true? Myth cannot be true. Myth serves a psychological function, and it's supposed to. I mean, Spider-Man, who I brought up in the beginning, serves a psychological function. He's a hero, and he teaches you how to be a hero. His uncle dies. It's partially his fault because he's selfish, and he'll never do that again. That's actually a moving story in my life, whether you believe that or not. I happen to understand that story.
Spider-Man was my favorite for that reason.
Yeah, I care about that story.
With great responsibility, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad message. That's something that you'd find in parts of the gospel, and you'd find it in Hindu literature, and you'd find it in Iranian literature, and you'd find it in ancient Persian and ancient Chinese literature. That story gets around. The story of the sacrifice or the loss due to selfishness is the other ancient story. You know, that's the Iliad, is the story of hubris. All of these stories are very ancient. Do we have to, I mean, Odysseus is my other favorite story, the Odyssey. Probably more than Spider-Man, but, you know, it's a very important story to me. Do we have to think the Odyssey is literally true for it to have value? Now, the people who want to say the Bible is literally true, I don't think that you're reading as a critical thinker the way that you would about vaccines.
That's and because the people that are saying that are not critical thinkers, period.
Okay, all right.
End of sentence, well, they're not.
But listen,
all based
also,
on what they've been told. And
the literalist of anything will tend to get into a battle mode and kill you over literal interpretations.
Well, they'll kill you in effigy or in words, or I'm done with you. I won't speak with you anymore. They'll wipe their hands, they'll wash their hands at you. And the point is, as Robert just said, the mythic literalists, whether they're vaccine mythicists, you know, or HIV mythicists, they will try to hurt you if you argue with them and you don't believe
about
them.
Dogma.
I'm just being fair. You know, I've gone after the scientific establishment. I'm going to review the stuff from the religious point of view, and it just ends up looking the same. We're a mythic species, and that's the most important thing I can say about it.
Well, Liam, you keep your digging, and if anybody's offended, you can write him at superdon@liamchuck.com.
Hey,
we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Anna Johnson is scheduled to join us as well from the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic. We're going to talk more cannabis. Liam, you love that, but you got to go, and I know you've got a lot more radio to do. So thank you for being here, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media, political, economic, spiritual healing. It's all there. It's all ripe for discussion. And if you want to call us, it's 866-939-2355. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you ever miss the show, no worries. They're all available, archived, and for free, thanks to our syndicator, GCN, and naturalnewsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, rebroadcast around the world at UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 Down Under in Australia. We got lots of updates to come tomorrow, July 4th. We will have a new show on Independence Day with Dr. Frank King and my good friend Michael Badnarik. Our 10-year anniversary. Since we connected at the Libertarian Convention in 2004 when he got the nomination as their presidential candidate. So that should be fun. And also 20-year anniversary for my lovely wife and me. That would be included.
Yay! I think, yes. Now you're not going to buy her a vacuum this time, right?
No, I said bowling ball, didn't I? Oh, the
bowling ball.
She has
the
vacuum.
Anniversary gift this year.
In order to pick up the bowling ball, she needs the vacuum. She's already got the vacuum. I need the bowling ball. Okay.
All right. For the record, it was a Dyson vacuum, so it was a nice vacuum.
Right. Not a Tyson chicken, but a Dyson vacuum.
Okay.
Also, my good friend Ann Archer Butcher, who we've had on the program a couple of times about her fascinating book. Did you ever get a copy of it, Super Don, Inner Guidance?
I did. I haven't cracked it open yet, but I did get it just the other day.
It's such a cool book, Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. We love the direct connection that she shares those stories. She's appearing this evening, if you're listening live, at Books a Million in Sanford, Florida, 7 p.m., and then Sunday at the Books a Million in Castleberry, Florida. And she'll also be here. Let me see. Ann will be the guest speaker at a free spiritual seminar sponsored by Ekincar in Florida, July 4th through 6th, this weekend at the Orlando Marriott Lake Mary International Parkway, Lake Mary, Florida. And you can go online to check it out at ECK-Florida, spelled out .org, ECK-Florida.org. Ann's going to be around. We'll definitely get to see her. I'm going to try and make it over to there or the bookstore. So that'll be fun. Inner Guidance, Your Divine Birthright. Now, back to Oregon, Southern Oregon. You've got the Alternative Medicine Clinic. We talked with Brent last hour, and you have someone to introduce us to right now, Super Don.
Yeah, hanging out here at Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine here in Medford, Oregon. And with us here is the manager, Anna.
I call her Anna because I have friends that with that name.
Well,
Anna,
since she says we can call, we can use either one. I will call her Anna. That way we can cover all the bases. Anna Johnson, thank you for having us here and being gracious host here for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm enjoying having you here.
Well, and I understand you're a pilot, and you actually fly some of the docs around into areas of people in need, which is very exciting because you're
She's got this look on her face. It's like, who told you? Oh, Brent told
of
you.
Of course Brent told us.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking you guys were stalkers for a second.
No, he was bragging about you. He just really admires what you do.
Yeah, actually, I started that several years ago. It was just for fun and a hobby, and then now it's kind of it's turned into work sometimes.
Awesome. Now, we covered with Brent some of the things that you're doing. Great work there at the clinic, but you also have more of a clinical interaction with the patient population, perhaps the healthcare providers there. Maybe you can share with us how you've integrated the cannabis and other natural medicines as opposed to what we are, the United States of Drug America. Not this show, but, you know, in a general sense where everybody believes they suffer from a drug deficiency disease.
Right. Well, yeah, daily here, we have several patients that come through. Some days, we have hundreds that come through, but it's commonly we hear the same story on top of their disease or their ailment, whatever's going on with them. But commonly what we hear is that they were taking some sort of prescription meds for some type of issue for a long time. And then now, because of years of having chemicals pumped into their body, they have now developed other ailments and sicknesses and diseases and issues. And so now they've got a few things going on with them. And, of course, cannabis is treating all of those things. And then they commonly say again, gee, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why did I drag my feet and wait so long? It's we hear it every day, all day long, and we're just happy that we can be here to help everybody. And, you know, every day it's a blessing.
Anna, when you're working with the cannabis, of course, we know the plant has a wide variety of constituents, components, etc. You know, the focal point on THC for those who use it recreationally for having the psychoactive high feeling, those who have really embraced the CBD, the other cannabinoid, cannabidiol, for many medicinal benefits that are being validated by science as well, and a combination of the two. How are you navigating the different strains that are out there for the patient population?
Well, we just give a lot of education. So a lot of people that come here are very educated with the cannabis plant. But then, you know, a lot of people are completely new to it and they don't know anything about it at all. And so they're just kind of walking in blindly. And so, of course, they're nervous. They got a little bit of anxiety about it. So we just do our best to, you know, inform them. I mean, that's the main thing here is education. So many people kind of have that stigma of the stoned hippie that, you know, sits on the couch and doesn't do anything. And it's like, no, my gosh, no, the world is completely opened here. And, you know, normal people like you and me can be on cannabis and be productive citizens. So it's really great. We have lots of recipes here that we offer people. We do cooking classes. We teach people how to cook with it, how to make simple things like tinctures and lotions and, you know, edibles, of course, oils. I mean, there's just so many things that we try to teach people, and it's commonly everything but smoking. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. that's the most, that seems to be very common with everybody. It's quick, it's easy, it's fast. It's what people have been doing forever. But it's, you know, honestly, it's the most unhealthy way that you can use cannabis because it's smoke in your lungs. And so we try to educate on the most healthy way that's beneficial for whatever their issue is. Some right. people don't want that stoned feeling. They don't want sure. the lightheadedness. They have to work. They have to drive. They, you know, some people like it and some people don't. So we educate them on all these other different avenues and ways, whether it's the strand that they're using, as you mm-hmm. were saying, levels of CBD and THC, but also in just forms that it's in, you know, tinctures and lotions. And some people, we have a lot of children. Parents are bringing their children in here for different diseases and problems that they're having, and they don't want their kids. I mean, we just had a father in here yesterday. You know, his son's been pumped full of narcotics forever, and he's only 7. And, you know, he's just not living a good quality of life. And so now he's turning to cannabis. And so, of course, he does not want the high THC.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's all about education and teaching people vaporizing. You know, if you're going to inhale, then why don't you try vaporizing? We've got vape pens here, too. And just, you know, pretty much.
A lot of options.
Yeah.
Anna, we're talking with Anna Johnson. She's from the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic. And the other thing about, for instance, juicing, we understand the importance of juicing, greens, for instance, superfoods. Has there been much work with the cannabis plant in terms of juicing? You're not heating it, so you really don't get a high from it, but you're getting the cannabinoid benefit potentially.
Oh, yeah. I mean, juicing, we were just kind of doing a little thing yesterday on juicing. So, yeah, we really push that, too. We kind of educate people on how to do that. It's just so easy. It's just like taking a shot of wheatgrass or something. It's so common. And we actually had somebody that was helping their animal. It was a dog, and with juicing with their animal every day because of some tumors that the dog had developed. And then the funny, the vet saw for herself that this cannabis juicing was helping this dog. And so then she became interested and started telling some of her other, you know, patients/customers. And then they started calling us. So, I mean, the word gets around in a lot of different ways.
How cool is that? How often have we talked about the pets? You know,
yeah, I totally want you to get Izzy high so he doesn't bark as much during the
Izzy's
show.
Izzy's my mini pin.
Oh.
Yeah, she likes to speak on the air when we're not expecting
nice.
It quite often.
Nice.
No, and the way you're describing, given of course, inducing it and giving it to an animal, or if they eat it raw, they're not getting high. That's an important
they're
distinction
not,
here.
Yeah.
You have to heat it to have
that's
that right. interaction. But also recognize that all mammals have this endocannabinoid system that can mm-hmm. be nourished. And it's just a wonderful response that we're seeing, as it is, from pain management to anxiety issues to seizure disorders to cancer, gastrointestinal, liver. I mean, this is an extraordinary plant. We've only really begun to scratch the surface of understanding how beneficial this can be for the health, not only those who are already sick, but from a preventive maintenance perspective as well, to stay healthy.
Amen to that, definitely. You could have said it better.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's why you're the man.
It's like, where are the big bucks? Huh? I'm speaking right. Speaking truth. No, the fact of the matter is we have a passion for healing, and this subject has been one. And, Anna, we were duped, just like so many in America growing up, perceiving this plant as something illicit and bad and, not, you know, all of that. And now so many of us have come to the point where, oh, my gosh, we were lied to. And I recognize I was lied to about a lot of things within modern medicine and other arenas in life. This happened to be that next layer that we're uncovering for everybody to go, wait a second, botanicals are for real. Now, I knew botanical medicine was real. It salvaged my life, saved my life too. But cannabis was more of something that we had to overcome our psychological aversion because of the programming over the past 50, 60 plus years.
Yeah, we commonly see when people are in here, patients will talk about how their doctor dismissed them once they found out that they were on cannabis or, you know, these different things. And it's really unfortunate because you can kind of start seeing a little storybook going on here. You know, you've got insurance companies and doctors and pharmacies all have something in common, money. They keep each other in business. So when they start noticing that you can grow something in your backyard and in the comfort of your home that can heal you and you don't have to go to these people anymore as, or as often and spend money, that makes them very nervous. And so they start trying to shut different avenues down and make it very difficult for the patient to get proper care, which is, you know, wow, that's really awful, actually. And we see that a lot here. And that's why people start coming here. They come here for our primary care that we offer, because they can be open and honest about the different types of medication that they're using, even if it's not something that their doctor is recommending. They don't have to worry about being chastised or dismissed,
right,
or,
right,
you know, a lot of other awful things.
Well, Anna, I'm so grateful for all the good works that you're doing there, and thank you for hosting Super Don to get this word out all around planet Earth and Oregon, of course, and we'd like to see more of what you're doing grow and grow and grow, and others do it as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure having you.
All right. Well, that's Anna Johnson, Super Don. Stick around. We've got one more thing to do. How can we raise a little money? If we talk about the big bucks, maybe it's something that men don't do every day could end up being profitable. So message to the wives out there, lay off your husbands on this issue. What is it? We're about to reveal it after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo ionization and alkalization system. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, if you're a married couple, you're going to love this story. At least half of the married couple will love this story as we wrap up. Great, great Robert Scott Bell Show today, Super Don. Way to go. Way to connect with some good folks there in Southern Oregon and Medford at the Southern what state are you in again?
In Southern Oregon?
No, what there? State? What state are you in? What state?
I'm in a state of confusion, usually.
There you go. But, state of grace, I was hoping for, but no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, because you're being nicer than I was to myself.
You're being cared for, you're being looked out for, you're being watched over. You're doing great work out there. Good way to outreach to not only the local community, but to hear to the rest of the world to hear how this plant is being integrated into medical practice.
There's more to come. This is just the beginning. There will be other things happening here shortly here in Southern Oregon.
Yeah. And as I said, 20 years anniversary tomorrow. It's July 4th. My daughter turns 9. Happy birthday, Ari. And happy anniversary to my wife and happy anniversary to Michael Bednarik, who will join me tomorrow. 10 years since we connected became very, very good friends. And we're going to talk liberty like nowhere else in broadcast media tomorrow for Independence Day. Dr. Frank King is going to be hosting us as well for the Healing Revolution Summit, TMBRSB together again. We'll have Unlock the Power to Heal. You'll very rare copies of the copy signed by both Ty and me. Both of us, and that's going to happen there as well. That alone is a reason to go. Oh, no, there's a lot more reasons to go. Bring your family, and we'll have lots of fun. And what else do we have? As I said, upcoming Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. My good friend Ann Archer Butcher is going to be doing some talks on her book in the Orlando area this weekend. And check it all out. Links online at robertscottbell.com. Now, 20 years in, finally I'm vindicated. You know, I asked my wife, I said, honey, why do you make the bed every morning? Why do you make the bed every morning? You're just going to mess it up again at night. Go to bed. It's like, what's the point? And of course, it's silly. If you're anybody, even some husbands would say that's silly of me to say that because we're all wired differently. You know, some people like neat, orderly beds, even when they're not in them, when they're not in them.
Well, but, we were brought up that way, many of us, where it was like you didn't do anything until you got up and made your bed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I am not telling you moms and dads that you're telling your kids to make the bed. You're not wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just making a little bit light of the subject, and now maybe I've got some ammo to encourage my wife, don't waste your time making the bed because we might be able to sell it for a profit. A profit, big profit. Now, I didn't know there was a market for used beds, first and foremost. Secondly, the kind of money that you could get from selling a bed that is unkempt, and particularly if you drop, like, cigarette butts around it to make it look even messier. Who would buy such a thing?
Well, apparently there was somebody who bought this, and not just something on Craigslist. This was actually bought from the Christie's. I mean, you've heard of the Christie's Auction House in London?
Yeah, big time. Christie's Auction is now doing used beds.
Apparently so. Tracy Emin. I've never heard of Tracy Emin, but apparently she is an artiste.
Okay.
And she created a, I guess a, you would call this what, contemporary art? And she named
modern
it
art. The art that you're art. Like, really? Is that what that is? Tracy Emin. It's called My Bed.
My
complete,
Bed.
You think I was exaggerating? Complete with cigarette butts, crumpled sheets, and, oh my gosh, underpants.
Underwear.
Underwear. So it's like, is she famous for underwear? What happened here? It sold for $4.25 million this last Tuesday.
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, there's a picture of it here, and if you look at it, I mean, this is like something I remember seeing when I was a teenager, and I was crashing in a house with like four or five other guys who just decided to get a place together. You got like a vodka bottle and some trash and some cigarette cartons, and the bed is just all, you know, the covers are all over the place and stuff. And yeah, somebody bought this for $4.25 million. Here's my question.
Yeah.
What would you do with it? It's not like you can hang it on the wall and look and admire it. What do? You like stick this in your living room as like a conversation piece or something?
Don't touch it. It's art. It's perfect the way it is. That wrinkle. Who moved it? I mean, now it's worth $4 million, not four. What is this? This is what they call what, conceptual art? And I'm thinking the conception that happened here, I don't know what kind of life form has been created.
I don't know. Because, listen, I had five kids. I'm just sitting there thinking, man, I just walked away. I could have had $20 million.
Cool $20 million, Super Don. Who knew? Now, I'm not going to let my kids get away with arguing that they can't make their beds based on this argument either. But still, one of the most bizarre stories I think we've ever covered. We've covered a lot of them. Somebody bought an unkempt bed with debris around it for $4.25 million. What is going on here? Have aliens landed finally? Or maybe we're acknowledging that they're here and they're living in unkempt beds and that's why we want them and we're willing to pay big bucks for them. All right, stick around. We'll be back in 22 hours with Dr. Frank King, Independence Day celebration, a special. Yes, it's new. Well, tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty with Super Don 2. Thank you, Liam, as well. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.